Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word Board today with Reverend Andre Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues in the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Andre Thompson.
Well, good afternoon. God bless you. This is yours truly, Pastor Andre Thompson. I'm just delighted to come in your home, in your house, wherever you may be at, on the road, maybe on the internet, but wherever you are, I want you to know this is the Word for the Day Radio Broadcast Ministries, and I'm just delighted to be here on today. Amen. Yesterday we had an awesome guest. We had Charles Clark on there. Amen. My goodness, we had a ball. If you missed it, you need to go to my Facebook page and click on the play button under Charles. That's right. And then on tomorrow, my goodness, what do we have going on tomorrow? But we have no other than Apostle Teresa James. My goodness, from New Direction Ministries out there in Douglasville, Georgia. You need to tell somebody to call in. Let me tell you what's been going on, in case you don't know. The lines have been so full that people could not even call in. They had to go on to my conference line. That's right. You know, isn't that something? That's right. That the lines have been so full, my goodness, that people were not able to call in. That is the first time in a long time that I have even seen anything like that even happen, you know. So let me tell you, I was just excited, my goodness, to find out that people were able to hear the word. You know, I told folks that we were at about maybe 72,000, whatever it was at one time back a few months ago. We had 85, almost 86,000. I'm not counting the numbers. I'm counting how we are growing to be able to reach other people. Praise God. Because you see something? Those numbers I'm telling you, they're not in my house, they're not in my church, but guess what? They're out there over the internet. They're out there in the world. They're out there on the social network, on Twitter, everywhere that I also share this word. Amen. So I want you to get excited about what God is doing. My goodness. I want to talk also about this upcoming Out the Walls, Outside the Four Walls, Amen, gospel concert. Let me tell you something. I'm excited about what God is doing. You hear me? I have Apostle Felix Colon. Amen. He's going to be out there. My goodness, Pastor Walter from Care Church. I got another Pastor Walter from the House of Prayer. I have Lovell Johnson. I have, oh, my goodness, the list goes on. Can I just talk to you for a minute? I need to share this with you. I got Lovell Johnson, the Lehigh Voices, Voice of Praise coming, amen. We have Way of G, Nick Lloyd coming, my goodness. We got the Care Church, our praise and worship team. We got Robbie Newborn. We have Dance Ministry, the Salome International Dance Ministry. We have Trinity Baptist Male Choir coming, my goodness. The list goes on and on and on. You say, well, who else is coming, man of God? Well, I want you to know that Jesus is going to be center stage. That's right. I said, Jesus is going to be center stage. I'm telling you right now, you don't need to miss this. You need to be there. We're looking for the mayor, amen, Mayor Harry Wyatt, amen, to be there that day. Praise God. We're looking to do a proclamation. I sent out one to Governor Christie, amen, and that's in preparation. I'm telling you, y'all need to get excited with me. Come on, somebody. Just give God some praise. That's right. I'm looking for other people that are going to join. I have another sister, praise God. She's coming to do painting for the children. We have Bibles that are being donated today. Home Depot, they donated us a tent and some tables. Praise God. We have Dunkin' Donuts. We have, praise God, Home Depot, ShopRite, Big Lots. My goodness, Kohl's. They're going to send three volunteers out and then also present us a certificate, a donation. My goodness, we're giving out free Bibles. I'm excited. I don't know about you, but I get excited when I know that Jesus is in the mix. He's moving mightily. My goodness, how about you, beloved? Let me tell you something. You don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. Yes, hallelujah. My goodness, I'm excited. excited, Jesus, right now. Listen, beloved, I want to share this with you as I'm talking on today. I want to share with you, praise God, that we're going to have a proclamation. That's right. I'm looking to have this day once a year. This is our second year, amen, doing this here, amen. And on this year, my goodness, I want to be able, my Lord, hallelujah, to do a proclamation called Children's Pray Day. That's right, to commemorate. I want to be able to commemorate this occasion. Amen. What you mean, man, God? What you talking about? Well, I want you to understand that play is a crucial factor in overall well-being of children, and play spaces and playgrounds within walking distance of children's homes are missing in many communities and neighborhoods, and unconstructed, unplanned, spontaneous, and self-motivated play is on a decline, and fewer children spend time outside at the parks and playgrounds, and recess is being shortened or removed from school circle rooms. And guess what? Curriculum. I want to say this here. And children, my goodness, check this out now. Children, I'm telling you, I get excited about when God is doing things in my neighborhood. But see, I want to say this here. But children who play are healthier and they suffer less obesity. And obesity is related to a lot of health problems such as diabetes, heart disease. And children who play do better in school and develop cognitive skills that are linked to learning and academic performance. And where children who play learn the social skills that help them become very happy, well-adjusted adults. You say, well, man, God, that sounds good. Well, I'm not finished. You see, because I want you to understand, beloved, I need your help. That's right. I need your help. I need the parents. I need schools. I need the child care centers, nonprofit organizations, businesses, churches, synagogues, mosques, all interested parties that will and want to wish and see and hope and pray and raise this community of children to become healthy, happy, and successful adults. Well, this is what the proclamation is all about. Praise God. And I'm excited about what God is doing. Amen. I'm telling you something, you know, it's so amazing because when we started this over a year ago, praise God, to do this outdoor, out the four walls, bringing the gospel to the streets, to the city, praise God, it didn't seem as if it was going to happen because the enemy tried to take me out in two car accidents. But you know, even the last car accident where it wasn't really a car accident, but it was more of a pedestrian accident, because as I was crossing the street, the car struck me. I had a broken ankle, broken toe. And on that Friday, praise God, I had on my crutches, amen. And we came out into the neighborhood, into that park, praise God, a bilingual gospel concert, English, Spanish, African. We had English-speaking people, Spanish-speaking. I'm telling you, we had the praise dancers. We had the choirs. My goodness, we were passing out Bibles, and we gave an altar call. And I was excited because guess what? God said, Satan, you can touch him, but you can't kill him. And I want you to understand that this year is even bigger. So, yeah, I'm excited about this year. But I do want to share a little word with you on today because I want you to know that with everything that God allowed you to go through, he's going to get the glory at the end. As a matter of fact, God said that your end is going to be better than your beginning. Mm. But in the book, hallelujah, my goodness, in the book of, praise God, Luke, we talked about a lot of different things, amen. But I want to just talk about a situation that happens with a man named Lazarus. See, and we all know the story that the disciples and Jesus had just got out of Judea, amen, and it was a rough thing that they wanted to go ahead and try to kill him then, but they couldn't get his hands on the Lord. But a messenger was sent to tell them that your friend, the one that you love, was sick, amen. You know, Mary and Martha had sent this messenger to tell Jesus that the one that you love, your friend, is sick. And Jesus said, you know, okay, thank you very much. I'm a little ad-lib right there. But the thing was, Jesus did not move. He didn't get up at that moment, at that time, and go back. He didn't just speak a word and heal him. No, he sat there and he chilled and he stay there for a few days, the Bible says. And he was talking to the disciples and said that Lazarus, he's asleep. And they thought it to mean that he was asleep and that he would wake up. And so he discerned, Jesus discerned their thoughts and said, no. Plainly, Lazarus is dead. And so he said, but we're going to go back over there, amen. And the disciples, they were kind of concerned, kind of worried, like, didn't we just escape danger? You're going to go back into harm's way. But see, I want you to understand something that Jesus said, you know, how many hours is in the day? He said, if you walk at night, you're going to stumble, but in the day, you don't have to stumble. What was God trying to tell him? If you're walking with God, amen, you won't stumble, but when you're walking in darkness, you're going to stumble. The sinner caused you to fall, amen. But one thing I want you to understand too, he said, well, you're going to walk back into danger. They wanted to kill you. But see, I heard that God said that no weapon formed against you will prosper, amen. He said, even in the midst of danger, even in the midst of trouble, I will be with you. But I want you to understand that he had to go. There was a purpose, there was a time, there was a mission that was had to be fulfilled. And when he got into the city, the Bible says, when he got into the entrance of the city where Lazarus was had been put away, amen. He had passed away. The city where Martha and Mary were living, amen. That, you know, I believe that Martha came, yeah, and met him and said, well, teacher, if only you had been here, my brother would still be alive. And you see, he looked around and you see the Jewish custom, amen. They had the sackcloth on and the ashes, and they were mourning the death of their brother, of their friend, of their relative, amen. And I want you to understand something, that the people had come, became accustomed to Jesus speaking a word and things would happen. See, so many times we get comfortable and we got conditioned to believe that all we got to do is one thing or say one thing or go to one person. But see, God, he doesn't want you just to depend on him just that kind of way. He doesn't want you to depend on people that type of way. What you mean, man of God? Well, there's many times people have come and said, oh, man, God, can you pray for me? Man, God, can you pray? See, there's nothing wrong with praying with someone. There's nothing wrong touching the green with someone. But see, when it becomes a day after day after day type of thing, and it's the same type of problem going on, see, God, he's a jealous God. He doesn't want us, amen, to be in a position where other folks are coming to us as if we are God or as if we have some type of power that's going to make things happen. In other words, God wants each individual, amen, to know how to pray, amen. He wants them to come to him in prayer, in spirit and truth, amen. I don't want to get in trouble with God. You know, I always tell people, listen, you know, you got power. God has given you power. See, he said that once you, amen, have received me as your personal Savior, once you have repented, once you have confessed with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, once you have believed this in your heart, you are saved, amen. And he says, I will not leave you comfortless, but I will send you the comforter, amen. The comforter, he says, what he told his disciples, didn't he? He said, be still. He said, in due time, you will be endowed with power. And wasn't they all on the same mind, and they was in the same place? And that says that the Bible says that there was like a rushing wind, and there was like a rushing wind with tongues of fire, and they all started speaking in different languages, but they were endowed, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And the old New James Testament, actually the new King James says the Holy Ghost, amen. What you saying, man? God, well, when Jesus saved Mary, she was the same way. She said, oh, Master, only if you had been here, my brother would have lived. See, because they knew that all Jesus had to do was speak a word. He spoke a word for the centurion, and when he got back, the centurion, one of his people had said, yeah, your son is healed. In other words, when did that happen? Well, it's about the same time Jesus spoke it, it had happened. See, so they were used to Jesus speaking a word and things were going to happen. But see, he wanted them to understand that he wasn't just one that can speak a word and heal the people, and he wasn't just one that can sit there and cast out devils and demons and all that type of stuff, but he was also the author of life. He was, amen, God in the flesh. So he wanted them to see that he had power to bring back. Someone say, power to bring back to life even that was dead, my goodness. And when they got to the place, the cave, and he said, well, where did you bury him? And he said, well, right there, master. He said, well, remove the boulder. And I heard the sister say, well, by this time, Lord, his body stinketh, huh? And he didn't worry about how the body smelled. See, sin, you know, I remember in the Bible, even concerning Sodom and Gomorrah, the sin, the smell of sin had caught God's attention, and got to his nostril. What you mean? Well, it got so bad, it was so detestable that he had to come down. He had to send some angels to verify what was going on, because that particular city was about to be destroyed. But see, there's something about death clothes, amen. There's something about the stench. There's a stench, it's a smell of death, amen. But see, God came, amen, to revive. When you're revived, there's no longer no grave clothes on you, because what Jesus said when they removed the boulder, he said, Lazarus, come out. You see, there could have been about 50 people in that place that was named Lazarus, but see, God knows you by name. You may know who I'm talking to on today, but God knows you by name. He knows the number of hairs that's upon your head. And see, he called Lazarus to come out, amen, and he came and hopping out. He was wrapped up in the linen, amen. He said, remove the grave clothes, remove the linen. In other words, God's saying on today, I'm removing some grave clothes. Things that were holding you in bondage. I'm removing some things that were keeping your family captive. Amen. I'm removing the grave clothes. My goodness. And on today, I want you to know, when he was released, he was alive. God got glorified. See, people get this thing all messed up. Some folks want to make a name for themselves. Some people, they just want to preach because they think that it's all about the numbers and all about the money and it's all about this and it's all about that. But my God, the devil is a liar. This is all about salvation. See, Lord loved us so much, he had a plan. See, God had a plan before the foundation of this world, and the plan was for us to be reconnected back to him. His plan was for his creation to worship him in spirit and truth. His plan was for us to prosper and not be in despair. Amen. His plan for us was to be overcomers. Amen. His plan was for us to be the head, not the tail, the lender, not the borrower. His plan was for us to be blessed going in, going out. His plan was for our family to be saved. My goodness. And God got the glory. So whatever you may go through right now today, maybe, you know, this word just for you. It's been tailor-made for you, because guess what? You say, you know, man of God, I've been going through some things. My goodness, I don't know my way out. I don't know how I'm going to get out. It seems like every time I turn around, there's another obstacle. But I want you to understand on today, beloved, that God has already worked this thing out for you in advance. Amen. See, remember, he is the Alpha and Omega. Amen. So what you think is hard for you, amen, it's easy for God. For God said that he'll lay nothing on you harder than what you can handle. In other words, he's not going to put more on you than what you can handle. And even in the midst of temptation, he'll leave a way out. So, beloved, I want you to know God made a way out for you on today. And all you got to do, my God, is continue to trust God. We continue to trust his word. Because, see, God, he's not like man that will lie. He's not like a man that will leave his bread, his seed, to be begging for bread. What you mean, man of God? Well, God promised this. See, God said that my people, oh, here we go, 2 Chronicles 7:14, my people who are called by my name, if they were what? If they were repent and turn away, and I will heal their lands. Why? Because, see, God does intend for you to die. See, that place of Hades, that place of doom, that place called hell that most people don't like to talk about was not designed for you and me, but it's been designed and reserved for the devil and the fallen angels. So we're living in a time right now where, my Lord, our young people are in danger, beloved. I'm telling you right now, our young people, this younger generation, they're in trouble. Why? Because their life expectancy is remarkably low. What do you mean? Well, old people are outliving the young people. You understand? I was talking to one of my daughters. I live out there in Yonkers, New York. She was telling me about how many people are being murdered on a weekly, daily basis. It's like astronomical all around. And the sad thing about it, we got young people who are not turning age 20, age 21. They're not even seeing those birthdays. Why? Because there's so many guns out there in the street. So many of these young people are murdering each other. All these little young people that want to be in gangs, and they don't even know their DNA. They have no structure. Praise God. It's time for us to come out the four walls, beloved. It's time for us to step out. What's the sense of having the word of God on the inside of you, and you can't go out there and share it into the world where there's people that are dying, drug dealers, prostitutes, children out there that are running away, men and women that are just confused. Amen. It's our responsibility to go forth, go out into the highways and hedges and compel those. I said compel them to receive the word of God. Why? Because we're living in a time, amen, where I'm telling you, the Lord's soon to come. My goodness, he's soon to come. And my question to you is on today, amen, are you going to be one of those that is going to sit in the house of God and just get fat, or are you going to go and do the will of your Father? You need to be about kingdom business. We have to have a kingdom mind. We have to step and live our life on kingdom principles. What you mean? Well, you see, I heard the other day on TV when Prince Charles and them were making an announcement about they had a new child, this and that. It was a big thing. But you see, it's a tradition. It's something that they do. It's part of their being the royalty, the royal hood, a thing that they do because it's the royal nature. But I'm trying to explain to you that we need to walk in the divine calling that God has called. He's called us royal priesthood. Amen. So we got to have the mind like Christ. For a man as he thinketh, so is he. So on today, I want you to know that God gets glorified in everything that we do. Why? When we're serving God, amen, when we're lifting up him, he said if we lift him up, oh, here we go. If we lift you up, the Bible said that we lift God up, he will draw all men unto him. So what are you saying, man? I'm saying that it's like those leopards, amen. Remember when the leopards, there was a famine in the world. I mean, out there in that particular place, there was a famine, amen. And people were going to die. They were starving, and the leopards said, well, listen, we can go into the enemy's camp, amen, and guess what? Either they're going to kill us or they're going to feed us, but either way, it's the same fate, what we got to lose. But see, here's the thing. See, God is with you, amen, and he wants you to know that he's with you. But see, those leopards went into this particular enemy's camp, and they found the camp, and it was, everything was intact, amen, and guess what? The food was there, the gold, jewelry, everything. They called it the booty back then, but everything was there, amen. They started to eat and feast and everything else and started to bury some of the treasure. And then one of the men came to his senses and said, you know something? This is a good thing. Here we go. This one we're about to close at. So this is a good thing. See, the gospel is a good thing. He said, but if we hide this thing, I feel that something bad would happen unto us. See, it's like the man that had the talents. There was one that had five. There was one that had what? Two or ten. There was one that had one. My goodness. Actually, two. Another one had one. But what are you trying to say, man? I'm trying to say, but there was one that buried it. Amen. And God was not pleased. Why are you going to bury something that's good? You're supposed to be able to share it. Amen. So we inside the four walls, amen, being fed every single week. Amen. But are we taking that gospel? Are we living according to that word? Or are we just like the itching ear societies? Are we just the ones that have the form of godliness but denying the power thereof? God is not pleased, beloved. And I want you to understand that if you hear my voice out there, my God, I want you to understand right now that God is sounding the alarm. There's an urgency, praise God, like never before, to serve him, to fast, to pray, to get out there and do what you got to do. There's a war been set, and it's in motion against the body of Christ. Many will die for our Lord's name's sake. The Lord is soon to come, but guess what? Stand. Don't turn to the left. Don't turn to the right. Amen. You keep your eye on the prize of the high calling, which is Jesus Christ. My goodness. Well, listen, beloved, I hope that this word has been a blessing to you on today. I'm excited about what God is doing. Listen, if you'd like to speak to me at this particular time, you can press the number one on your keypad if you need prayer. Amen. And also, I want to make an announcement this coming Saturday. My goodness, Joe McRae Productions, praise God, has the brand new play called Jesus Love. loves me. It's going to be at the New Brunswick, New Jersey, at the Crossroad Theaters at 7 p.m. Actually, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., but I understand that the 2 p.m. show is already sold out. That I believe the 7 p.m. show is just about sold out. But once again, look on Facebook, look for Joe McRae, amen, and Joe McRae Productions. Praise God. Listen, if you're out there right now, you need prayer, press number one on your keypad. I want to say this to you. If you'd like to help and be a ministry partner, help our radio ministry, if you'd like this to sow into the ministry, please go to our website, which is www.citywidecog.org. That's citywidecog.org. Praise God. You can email me at info@thewordnumber4today@gmail.com. That's info@thewordnumber4today.org. Amen. Or you can email me at our church email address, info@citywidecog.org. Amen. Listen, beloved, we've been getting Bibles and cases. Amen. The different sponsors are coming out to be a blessing. We need your help for next month outside the four walls, bringing the gospel to the streets. Gospel concert. We're doing this for the city of Philibert, New Jersey. Amen. It doesn't just have to be in our city. It could be in your city as well. Praise God. But this is what God has given me. This is our second year doing it. Amen. And I'm excited about what God is doing. And listen, you got to join me on tomorrow. My goodness. I'm telling you, I have a powerful woman of God coming on. And you need to also just tell somebody. This whole week, we have some powerhouses in the place. Amen. We have Apostle Teresa James, that's right, for New Connection Ministries out there in Douglasville, Georgia. Oh, my goodness. Y'all better get ready. My goodness, I'm telling you, I'm excited about what God is doing. I want to thank everybody from around the world out there in Jamaica, Canada, Montego Bay, Barbados, Puerto Rico. I want to thank all those from all the different states that represent themselves on the call line today. Amen. That's called in. Praise God. We thank you for all 65,000 of you that are listening. My goodness, God is just awesome. We thank God that the word is getting through. We're thanking God for the Bibles in different languages also. That's right, English, Spanish. I have some in Portuguese. Amen. I used to have some other languages. We thank God that those that were able to get out to different countries. We thank God for the missionaries. We thank God for our praise. Amen. Prayer team. You know, I got to thank God for the Prayer Warriors International. Join me on Thursday night at 11 p.m. for Prayer Warriors International. We've been over 6 years. This group has been around. Amen. It's an awesome ministry that God had birthed in me. And I'm telling you, my goodness, we're talking about praying. I believe in push. Push. That means pray until something happens. Yes. Well, listen, this is yours truly, Apostle Andre Thompson. I'm going to say a prayer, and then we're going to get on out of here. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for the broadcast. We thank you for the word. We thank you for the saturation of your Holy Spirit and your blood that covers us, Lord. We ask you right now that each and every listener that's on the radio broadcast today have heard a word, a rhema word that will bless them, that will fall into good ground. Lord, that it will sprout out in season and time. Lord, we thank you right now for everything that you're doing. We repel and rebuke everything that the enemy will send our way. We dismantle all, amen, assassins that have been sent to us to destroy, kill. We rebuke, we bind up, we even bind up the backlash of the enemy, and we call ourselves not only in a position of victory, but we also know we stand in our word, Father, and as your word says, when the enemy comes in as a rushing flood, you will raise up a standard. Huh. Yes, Father, that no man can handle. Lord, not only that, Lord, but we thank you that no weapon formed against it will prosper. It shall not work, Lord. And we thank you right now, Lord, that you have made us more than conquerors, Lord, but you have made us with, hallelujah, in the image of you, and that you have given us power and authority, Lord. So we thank you right now for everything that you're doing and have done. Now, Lord, every ministry that's represented online right now, those that have been praying, those that have been interceding, those that have been also sowing into the ministry, even those that the same partners, Lord, that you continue to bless them, that you continue to open up the windows of heaven, that you will pour down a thunderstorm of blessing that they will not have room to handle. Lord, we thank you right now for everything. Now, remember, Lord, our children. Remember those out there in Boston, in Baltimore, in different cities around the United States, Lord, and around the world that are going through injustice, Lord, that you will continue, Lord, just to remove the veil. We thank you right now, Father, and everything that's done and said. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, brother, listen, I'm excited. I hope you join me tomorrow at 5 p.m. That's Eastern Standard Time. Tell someone to come on the line. Meet me over there on Facebook. Come to my page. That's right. And you can just go ahead and inbox me, email me. If you want to help me out, just come on out. I say help me. I'm not referring to me personally, but the ministry about what God is doing. Amen. So listen, kingdom blessings upon you and your family until we meet again. This is yours truly, Apostle Andre Thompson. God bless you and good night.